Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It gives me sweet little pains in my heart. Like a sweet little rain that falls for a flower.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC, this is the Soundcheck Podcast, our series of live in-studio performances, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. Skylar Grey has written some massive hit songs. There's Love the Way You Lie for Eminem and Rihanna, and Coming Home for Diddy. And she's written songs for films like Aquaman and the song you just heard for the Hulu original show called Four Weddings and a Funeral. But occasionally, Skylar Grey writes for herself. She's got a new project coming out in October. It's called Angel with Tattoos, and it brings Skylar Grey to our New York studio to perform a couple of songs. This first one is called Shame on You.
It should be illegal to be as you should be locked up so you can't break nobody else's heart. 'Cause you steal the beauty from the whole rest of the world. What you do to me, it could kill a girl. Oh, shame on you, because of you the sun never looks so about a waterfall. Shame on you for being so beautiful. I lay in my bed till night and I wonder where you are. Since you're not here with me, baby, midnight never felt so dark. You stole the light from every star up in the sky. What you do to me, it could be a crime. Oh, shame on you, because of you the sun never looks so dull. Shame on you, because of you the flowers about a waterfall. Shame on you for being so beautiful. You're the only thing that's beautiful. You're the only thing that's beautiful.
That is Skylar Gray, live here in our studio with her song called Shame on You, performing at our Steinway piano, although she'll be picking up the guitar momentarily to play another song from her forthcoming album, which is called Angel with Tattoos. Skylar, it's a real pleasure to have you here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I said it's an album. I mean, what is an album these days?
Exactly. <you know? laughs> That's why I'm not calling it an album.
What are you calling it?
I'm calling it a project or an open-ended album.
Okay.
I just think since we're in this digital era now, we don't have to be limited to the size of a record or a CD, and you can just keep adding music. So because this is a concept project called Angel with Tattoos, I just feel like I'm going to write a lot of songs in this genre and feel over the years, and I'll just keep adding to it, kind of like a playlist that keeps growing when I write songs in this genre, because I write in so many genres.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you say it's a concept, so it's not like the old concept albums where it's like, now it's the year 2300 and we've all moved to Mars. It's a musical concept. Or is it a concept?
It's a little bit of both, maybe, because it's, yeah, sonically a concept, mostly. It's like throwback a little bit to my roots. I grew up listening to Joni Mitchell and Carole King and Fleetwood Mac. And so it's that sonically, the concept. But then also, I'm very in love right now. And all of these songs have been inspired by one person.
Okay.
So that makes it a concept as well.
All right. Would this be the person with whom you wrote that song for Aquaman?
Yes. Elliot Taylor.
Okay.
He's my fiancé.
Very nice. So it will be kind of a surprise to people who know your hit songs, you know, the songs that other people have recorded. But there have been hints in your career. I mean, you did the cover of Stand By Me and the cover of the Robert Palmer song, Addicted to Love.
Yes. Yeah. I blanked too. I've done so many songs at this point.
Yeah.
I even did like a Motown cover recently. So.
So what was your first musical experience in the home?
Well, my family was very musical. So my mom played Celtic harp, banjo, guitar, dulcimer.
Wow. So folk music.
Yeah. My mom was a folk musician. And then my dad was in a barbershop quartet.
Nice.
And then I also did a lot of musical theater. So I got a diverse, you know, exposure to music as a child. And my first experience on the stage was when I was six, performing with my mom at a library for a Mother's Day show.
So those kind of roots, does they come out when you're left to your own devices?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So with a project like this, is there something about avoiding the weight of expectation that you like when it's just you in a room without Eminem hanging around waiting for the next hook?
Yeah, it's a different experience. Like creating music for somebody else or with somebody else is definitely, there's more pressure. And it's not as free, it's not a creative free experience. It's more of like a challenge, a good challenge.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it. I enjoy the pressure. And so I like to do both. I like to bounce back and forth between having that like deadline or this specific need, and then also just like free flowing on my own.
Well, the album title, the project title, I'm going to get this right at some point. You're going to have to deal with this a lot.
It's an album. Yeah. It's just not a traditional album. I'm calling it also an open-ended album.
Right. Sort of in the way that Kanye West did with Life of Pablo, where it came out and then it came out again and then it had other stuff and things were
taken. Oh, I didn't even know about
that. Yeah, it was crazy. It was like the release that took months because he kept fiddling with the record. But the title, Angel with Tattoos, clearly a reference to yourself.
Yeah, it's something my fiancé calls me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your first tattoo? Is this something that you even talk about?
I've talked about it a little bit. My very first tattoo, I got backstage at a Linkin Park concert. There was a tattooer giving free tattoos.
Nice.
I think I was 18.
I note the use of the word, I think, there, but okay.
I don't remember exactly. It's been a while. But that was on the back of my neck. I'm a Pisces. It was a Pisces symbol.
All right.
And then it expanded from there. Just over the years, I kept adding. My most recent one is this lamb. Her name is Valentine. And where I live in Napa, we have sheep. Oh. And my little angel was bottle fed, and she passed away this year due to predators.
Really?
Yeah. It was a very tragic incident.
Like what? Wolves, coyotes? What do you have there?
Mountain lions.
Mountain lions. Wow. So, yikes.
Yeah, so it was a pretty crazy, traumatic first part of the year. So I got, that's my most recent tattoo.
Yeah. So it's not like a farming thing where you raise lambs to become sheep and you shear them and make, or is it?
I mean, we shear them because they have to be sheared, but we're not really doing anything. I mean, they're just our pets.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that you lost one like that. Is it safe for the two of you, the humans, to be out and about at night if there are mountain lions in the area?
I kind of worry about that sometimes. So we usually go outside together at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got like all our flock pretty much. We have three left.
Uh-huh. All right. Well,
way to bring it down. Yeah. Debbie Downer today.
But, you know, it sort of goes to, you know, this is your personal story that's unfolding in this series of songs, right?
Yeah.
As it does in the tattoos that run up and down your arms and legs. You want to do the title track for us?
Yeah. Right. The song is called Angel with Tattoos. And pretty much all the songs on this project are happy love songs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the only sad one.
Yeah. All right.
So I brought us right down with that whole sheep story, and now let's everybody just cry.
Now I don't feel so bad for pursuing that line of questioning that it, you know, involved predators eating pets and all that kind of stuff. Skylar Gray is here with us in our new sound studio for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, our series of live in-studio performances. The project, the first installment, let's call it, of Angel with Tattoos comes out on October 18th, but here is Skylar Gray to play the title track.
Let's hope I remember how to play this. Well, your daddy don't care, he just wants to see you happy, yeah. And your sister don't mind, kinda thinks she even likes me, yeah. And to me it's so important, your family supports our love. Cause I kinda plan on starting a family of our own. But your mama don't like me much, I wish she wouldn't judge this book by its cover, it's covered in dust. Cause in between the pages is a tale of love so true that my evil past is faded. When it comes to you, just an angel with tattoos. I'm an angel with tattoos. I would never do you wrong, even though I've done wrong before. And I don't blame her for trying to protect her baby boy. At least we got that much in common, we're always gonna put you first. You're the apple of her eye, you're the center of my universe. But your mama don't like me much, I wish she wouldn't judge this book by its cover, it's covered in dust. Between the pages is a tale of love so true that my evil past is faded. And when it comes to you, I'm just an angel with tattoos. Oh. covered in dust. 'Cause in between the pages is a tale of love so true that my evil past is faded. And when it comes to you, I'm just an angel with tattoos. I'm an angel with tattoos.
Once again, that's Skylar Gray live in our studio, and that is the song Angel with Tattoos from the forthcoming open-ended album of the same name. So, Skylar, I have to ask, I mean, having heard the song now, have you had that experience where people just, they see the tattoos and just assume they know what kind of person you are based on how you look?
Yeah, that happens sometimes. I mean, I guess I intended for that to happen. When I got them, I wanted to look tougher and, like, don't mess with me. But it's now biting me. Biting me in the ass. just because, you know, I want my fiancé's mom to like me. And
yeah,
I'm not accepted, so.
All right, so ripped from the pages of the diary, some of these songs.
Yeah, definitely.
So how different a process is this from writing the songs that we've come to know, you know, writing Glorious for Macklemore or writing Walk on Water for Beyoncé and Eminem? How different is this, what you're doing now?
I mean, like we talked about a minute ago, like, it's just a totally different process. This is just a very emotional outpouring when I'm writing for myself. And then, you know, when I'm writing for other people, I'm listening to what they're looking for and then trying to, like, put myself in their shoes emotionally and write from a place that feels natural, but
right.
Telling their story.
Well, you know, in this day and age, when you watch the Grammys and the Song of the Year, which is a writer's award, is given out and 12 people get up on that stage to accept the award for a single song,
yeah,
you wonder...
It's crazy these days. I mean, people are piecemealing songs together. It's not really always the most natural way to create, I feel like, because, you know, people just, they want to make hits. They want to make the best songs ever. So they get all the best songwriters to, like, put their two cents in.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens a lot. And sometimes it creates really great music. Like, sometimes I'll write even just a small piece of a song, a hook or whatever, and then send it to somebody and somebody else finishes it.
Right.
And that's cool.
Well, and there are people who seem to specialize that way.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are known to write pre-choruses
mm-hmm.
really well. And then someone else has...
The middle eight. Yeah, or the
middle eight. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So are you a hook person or do you prefer
I think I'm known for being a hook person just because I've written a lot of rap hooks.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy writing full songs because
yeah.
I like to really tell a story.
And when you say a hook, do you mean both the words and the melody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... In a sense, if you go to reclaim some of these songs, as apparently you're going to do on this new project, what is that like? I mean, had you written a whole... Let's take Walk on Water, which you're mm-hmm. going to do for us in a minute. Had you written a whole song before giving it to Eminem and Beyoncé?
I actually had a verse already written before I gave it to him. So it was partially... A full song.
Okay.
And
so it was on the road to being a full yeah. Skylar Gray song.
Well, you know what? I actually, this was a lyric I wrote down in my phone and I saved it for a year before I used it. It was just a concept that I was like, this is really good and I'm going to save it for the right moment. And then I found out that Eminem was making new music and I felt like it would really be appropriate for him because he's like this godlike figure in hip hop. And I felt like it would take a person of his stature to do this song.
Mm-hmm.
And it also makes sense that he had Beyoncé on the record because she, again, she's like another godlike figure. But I heard that he was making this new album. And so I started working on the song for him. And I remember I sent it to him and I didn't hear back for a while. And in the meantime, I sent it to Pink as well through my team, and she got back to me, and she wanted it.
uh-oh.
And then I was like, uh-oh. And then Eminem got back to me and was like, I want it. So I had to make a decision since I sent it to him first.
Okay.
You know.
And so obviously he adds his own verses. You know, you don't mm-hmm. write, nobody writes raps for Eminem. He does his own thing. But he kept your chorus, mm-hmm. the hook.
Yeah. So he ended up using the hook, putting Beyonce on it. But I still always loved the idea of doing a full-length version of it sung.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to be releasing that on my own.
How many of your songs do you think you can reverse engineer like this? I mean, are there some that are just out there that just, that's what they are now and they'll never be anything else?
You know, people have always, a lot of people have asked me to do my own versions of the rap hooks I've done. Because there's some people out there who don't like rap music,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, I want your version, you know. And there's only one song that I've not done that with, actually, and that's I Need a Doctor, because I didn't feel like I could write verses that would make sense to that one for me to sing.
I mean, verse one, malaria.
Dr. Dre.
Verse two.
It's like, yeah, I'm not really sure that one will work out. But I did write my own verses for Glorious as well, the song I did with Macklemore.
Yeah.
And I'll probably be putting that out as well.
Okay. So all of this happens October 18th. We get the first edition.
Yeah, you'll be getting, I don't know if you'll be getting Walk on Water and Glorious at that point. You'll be getting, I think, including Shame on You, which I just released, and then Angel with Tattoos, which I just played, you'll be getting three other songs.
Okay.
That are in that genre.
Right. So you have sort of drawn Walk on Water into that genre.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's better to say it was in that genre, you sent it out in the world, and now you're reeling
bringing
it back in.
Yeah. That's a good way to look at it.
So there was a verse, and then, so you just finished the job, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You want to play it for us?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Skylar Gray is going to move back to our piano here in the New Sound Studio at WNYC in Lower Manhattan, which is where these Soundcheck podcasts come from. Our series of live in-studio performances continues now. Skylar Gray with another of her forthcoming songs in this open-ended project that's called Angel with Tattoos. The first installment is October 18th. Here's her solo version of Walk on Water.
Thank you. And also, I'm being told that I have spiky hair at the back of my head, and I can't push it down because it's hairsprayed that way. So I'm sorry, but it's okay if I look like a lizard. A little spiky tail there. Okay.
To the highest of measures, so thank you, I'm flattered, but sometimes I can't take the pressure, so please, please, please stop looking at me like I walk on water. I ain't no Jesus. I walk on water, but only when it freezes, 'cause I'm only human, just like you. I'm making mistakes, so if you only knew, I don't think you should believe in me the way that you do. 'Cause I'm terrified to let you down. Oh, if I walked on water, I would drown. It's nice to be worshipped, but I know that I'm just not worth it. The truth still believe that I'm perfect, so please, please, please stop looking at me. Like I walk on water, 'cause I ain't no Jesus.
That is it. Walk on Water. Skylar Grey, live here in the studio at our piano. And it's a lovely song in
Thank
this
you.
Kind of solo version. It's a very different song
yeah.
from the one that Eminem created around
this
your hook.
This one's written more in a relationship kind of way.
Exactly.
Because I felt like that made more sense for me to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when Eminem tours, I mean, you've done a whole tour with him singing mm-hmm. all of these songs that you had written for other, you know,
yeah.
singing Rihanna's part, singing Beyonce's part, singing
yeah.
Died of, what, is that weird?
It's amazing. It's a rush. I mean, we're in front of 100,000 people and yeah. I don't have to play an instrument, so I'm not really that nervous. And I just go out there and sing and yeah. it's a blast.
Well, now, you have worked with some of the biggest names in the business, you know, Dr. Dre and Diddy and Moby and Eminem. Is there somebody out there that you haven't worked with who's like your great white whale, the one that you...
Well, there was. It was Celine Dion. And what changed is I wrote a song for Celine Dion.
Really?
So I can check that one off the list.
Okay.
Yeah. Not sure when it's coming out yet.
Wow.
But yeah, that was my dream.
Now, is this going to be a song more along the lines of, you know, Angel with Tattoos? It's probably going to be a little different from what you give to Eminem or Dr. Dre.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's a beautiful song, though. I'm okay. very excited about it.
Did you write the whole thing or did...
I wrote it with my fiancé. Ah. We've been writing a lot together.
Okay.
Yeah, he's actually the one who had the idea to write the song because he saw an article in Huffington Post about her and her new boyfriend. And so we got really deep one night sitting in the driveway in our car after dinner. We sat there for like 2 hours just uh-huh. having a conversation about what this song should be about for Celine Dion.
Wow.
And she wasn't even like asking for a song from me. And then we sent it off and got it to her and she decided to cut it. And when I got the phone call, I burst into tears.
Wow.
Yeah.
And again, you and Elliot already have a track record together. You wrote
yes.
the song for
Aquaman.
For Aquaman.
And... yeah, we've just been nonstop writing. Like, it's so fun to have somebody, like a writing partner who's so fresh to the game and can bring such fresh ideas. Because, you know, I've been in this industry for a long time and sometimes, like, my ideas, I just feel like they're not original. And so he comes up with something, I'm like, oh my gosh, that has to be a song. Yeah.
Well, when you're afraid to go out at night because of the mountain lions, having something to do at home is a good idea.
Helps, yeah.
Yeah. Skylar, it's really been great having you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So October 18th, the first of the open-ended album comes out. Angel with Tattoos, Skylar Gray with us on this edition of the Soundcheck Podcast. And on the last day, that's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.